Yes, welcome to the Game Eggs Podcast. This is episode 156. Yes, I am your host, Brooklyn, coming to you live from Atlanta, USA. And we have none other than, in order of appearance, we have Scatino, a.k.a. Scat. Last but not least, we have Shooter with a Z.
What's up?
And today is December 12th, 2011, and this is the official podcast, official game podcast of BrooklynKing.com. Man, I'm going to be doing that. I have a little cough thing going on. So I'm going to try to not do it. But it will happen. So I'm just getting that out there. So yo, I just got home. I guess today's Monday. We usually record this on a Sunday, but yes, Sunday was kind of crazy. And basically, as soon as I got to my door, the postman was there, and he had this big ass box, yo. I should post a picture of how big the box is. And I got the ESC toys, the Uncharted 3 toys that I ordered, like, summertime. Like, during the summer, I was at work, and I saw the post about it on the Sony blog. And it was, like, these limited edition Uncharted 3 toys. These vinyl toys, kind of like the Kid Robot ones. And they were just talking about how limited they were. And I was like, you know what, I should order these. Because I had just sold a bunch of games on eBay, and I had like a couple hundred bucks in PayPal just sitting there. And the dude's website, ESC Toy website, they accepted PayPal, so I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna just order two of these, you know? And that's what I did. And I forgot about it until just now. Until I got it, until like a week ago, when they emailed me back and said, hey, these have been delayed. You know, Shooter just dropped off the call.
Wow.
Yes. So that's pretty much how that went. And I kind of forgot about it. There was a couple of times where I was like, you know what, I should cancel this pre-order because it's $50. You know, that's $100 and I'm spending on these toys, man. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck, right? You know when you have doubts about your impulse purchases? So I just got them and I'm blown away at how dope they are. Like, they're so big and cool looking. Yeah. And then I've already checked on their website and they're mostly all sold out. So now, and you know, they were limited to like a couple hundred pieces. So I'm sure these shits will be on eBay for a good amount. So I think I'm going to just keep one and maybe sell the other one or whatever. But it's so well packaged and so well done. Like, I'm just really impressed, really, for the most part, with it. So, very cool. Very cool stuff. And that's it, you know? I might buy something else from that company in the future if they have anything else cool, but this is definitely better. I like this more than all of my other Kid Robot stuff that I have, and even better than the Street Fighter figures. That was kind of the coolest shit I had in here, you know, toy wise. I'm not a big toy collector by any means. So I'm like, I'm not, you know, but I like Kid Robot figures and stuff like that. And I got some stuff from these limited edition things that I bought and whatever. So yeah, and it came with the Uncharted DLC I was telling you about, Scat, like some limited costume pieces or whatever the fuck. So. I'm gonna redeem that.
Hell yeah.
Yep. So, another week, you know, back in his bitch, I guess. I think everything's pretty much been released, right? Like, I guess last week we had the Vita launch, right? And
that's this weekend.
Oh, that's this week. Okay, so that's this weekend coming.
the 17th in the Japan.
Yeah, the Japanese launch. Yeah, man. So it's just this is the time of year, I guess, when you play what you got, you know, or wait till Christmas to open up shit that you don't have.
Yeah, you know, I was kind of thinking about that earlier on, because I, you know, people have said, oh, I'm just going to give you some money for Christmas, you know, buy, you know, a game or something. And then I was looking and it's like, well, I've pretty much bought every single game that I wanted this year anyway.
Right.
You know, so I haven't really got much else to get for Christmas-wise. Well,
get gift cards. Pot-
yeah, I mean, the couple, there's possibly a couple of other games I could get someone to get for me. One for definite is Halo, the Halo remake. So then I've got the collection then on 360, and I was thinking about picking up Deus Ex because that shit is on crazy sale.
Yeah,
that shit is like £10 brand new.
Now, oh, so. And it's a good game too.
So I was thinking of picking that one up. Well, then again, it's like I'm just playing so much shit at the moment, so I don't know. We'll see. Because just at the moment, I'm more concerned about picking up Blu-rays because I've not got that many Blu-rays. So.
Oh, really? Got to get your Blu-ray game type.
Yeah. I mean, I've got a few, so but obviously I want some more. Obviously, with it being winter and everything, so
right,
just out with a Blu-ray.
Yeah, and I think I like that because it's nothing better than there's like having a movie that you know is really good that you wouldn't mind watching again and just watching it.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds kind of like duh, you know? Derp. But I'm just saying, like, Kill Bill or, you know, Scott Pilgrim, I had bought that and I've already watched it twice. Like, it's, you know, certain Blu-rays, certain movies just don't go out of, like, you can always watch them because they're that good. And those are the ones that you should be buying to keep at home, you know? So you can see them in Blu-ray quality whenever you want and stuff. Like, Rainy Days, yeah, sometimes, like, you go on, like, Netflix and Vudu, and there's just really nothing on there that you want to see, you know? And you may not have, you may have watched what you got from Netflix already, and it's kind of, like, an easy way to just pop in something and watch. Like, I bought the Matrix trilogy on Blu-ray on Amazon, had like a post Black Friday sale. It was like $25 for the 5-disc set with all of the like bonus scenes and animatrix. It has like, it's like a 5-disc set for the 3 movies. And they have all these behind the scenes interviews and making of the movie. And it's so much stuff on it. It's just, but it was just good to just rewatch the first Matrix, like, you know? And there's just certain movies you just want to have in your collection. Like, I think the next movie that's on Blu-ray that I want is Fist of Legend. And that's supposed to be Jet Li's, like, best performance, like, fighting performance in a movie. And it's a remake of a Bruce Lee movie. So, it's like a kind of a remake, like, a spiritual successor or a spiritual, like, remake. So there's certain movies that are just classics, you know, like, you just, yeah. But I'm with you on that one.
Hell yeah.
And it's like now Blu-rays are like, if you really wait it out, like they're like DVD prices, like $12, $7, you know, $8. Like you can buy them for $12.99 and not $24. Like you shouldn't be paying $24 for a Blu-ray unless it's like a set, you know, or whatever. They sell it for $24, but you shouldn't be buying them for that much, in my opinion.
Yeah. But like, my problem is, like I say, is like people find it quite difficult to like buy things for me at Christmas, just because like now I have my own money, so if I see something that I want, I'll just buy it myself instead of waiting for it, you know. So that's why people just tend to maybe just like throw some cash at me or something like that, or I will just ask if there is something that I maybe would have missed throughout the year that's, you know, gone a bit cheaper. I say, oh, you will pick me up that if you want, you know, or a new top or, you know, a new jumper or something for Christmas Day, you know, that kind of shit.
The hell's a jumper?
A sweater, you might call it, I think.
What the fuck is a jumper? Overalls?
We call them jumpers, you call them sweaters, I guess.
A box of crumpets, bitch. Easy on the butt, oh my crumpets, bitch.
But yeah, I always get excited around Christmas time anyway.
Oh really? You
know, yeah. I don't even know why, because like I said, because I'm a lot older now, I get less stuff.
Right.
But I enjoy going out and doing the Christmas shopping and buying all the gifts for other people. You know, that's like, I love doing that. People get really stressed out doing that, but I look forward to actually doing it and then coming home,
cool,
wrapping the presents, you know, and all that kind of stuff, you know. So,
appreciate it, Skirt.
Yeah. I take that shit.
Appreciate it, Skirt. It's a thought that counts.
Yeah.
You need my
and then obviously the big Christmas Day dinner, which is always amazing.
Right. True indeed.
True indeed.
Yeah, Christmas definitely used to be dope. Now it's kind of degraded into, I don't know. Yeah, you know, it is what it is. I've been more in the spirit this year, though. I kind of go into that on the Streetcast about how I got my Christmas spirit this year. It's kind of funny. I bought the Charlie Brown Christmas CD at Starbucks. It comes with the DVD special. And I was listening to that shit, and that shit got me in the mood. But you can listen to that podcast for all of that story. But back to games. Back to games. Because we love them. And they make... Back to games.
They make us broke and other people rich.
You know? I mean, and you know. Yeah. But you get fun out of it. And inspired.
Oh, yeah.
So, let's talk VGA Awards, because that's pretty much the biggest thing going on right now.
Yes.
So, how was it? Were they dope? What's supposed to do?
Dude, that show was an absolute shambles. I mean, like, I started watching it from the pre-show anyway, which was, like, on for about an hour beforehand. And they were giving out most of the awards on the pre-show on the carpet leading into the venue, which I found kind of strange. They gave out, like, best fighting game, best performance by a human male and female in the pre-show. And it actually got Mark Hamill, who plays obviously the Joker in Batman, right, to get on Twitter complaining about that shit, because he didn't even know that this award that he was up for had already been given out beforehand. So he was sat inside the venue like waiting for this award, or you know, waiting for like the category to come up, and it was like, well,
oh, he didn't even win it.
No, he didn't win it, but he didn't even know that they had already given the award out on the pre-show.
Oh, what?
It was like some bullshit. It's like, throughout the whole show, they possibly gave out like, I think it was like 3 or 4 awards actually live on the stage, you know, out of all them categories. So that was some bullshit. And just the fact that some of the games that were nominated, some of the games that weren't nominated, and I actually got to thinking about this yesterday when I was looking back over like the categories and the nominees. One of the biggest games of this year, one of the biggest critically acclaimed games this year, was not nominated for anything, and that was Dead Space 2.
Yeah, that like not, that was one of the best games shit I played this year. I mean, honestly, I had more fun playing that than I did have playing Uncharted 3.
I mean, personally, I got stuck in that shit, but I was thinking about it. And
personally,
I was like, yo, where the hell is Dead Space 2?
Personally, that was a better game than Uncharted 3 to me.
I think, honestly, with Dead Space, it came out too early in the year.
Yeah, it did.
I think that's quite the main reason why it got snubbed.
Can't hear you, Shooter.
I think that was the reason why it wasn't nominated, because it came out so early in the year.
Yeah, it got screwed.
Yeah. So that really wound me up, and then the Infamous 2 wasn't even nominated for a single award either. That should have at least won Best DLC for for Festival of Blood, in my opinion. That's the best DLC I've played this year.
Yeah, but it's not really DLC. I don't know if you can consider that DLC.
It's still some form of an expansion, though, isn't it? To the game.
Yeah, but you don't need to own a copy of Infamous 2.
No, but it's still part of Infamous 2, though, isn't it?
No, but you don't need to own Infamous 2 to play it. So I think that's, you know.
Okay, kind of it wasn't even nominated for Best Downloadable Game. There you go. That sorts that one out right there. Done it. So, the Infamous 2, that definitely should have been nominated for something. What else was there? Bethesda winning winning Studio of the Year was bullshit. Didn't deserve it.
Right. So it was basically bullshit.
It was basically bullshit. But, you know, it's like, the only games that ever win or get nominated are the ones that are popular. You know, and it's like, where the hell was Rayman Origins? Maybe that come out a little too late in the year. You know, it's only been out a month. But, you know, in my opinion, that's one of the most funnest and one of the most polished games I've played all year.
Have you beat it?
No, I'm on the fourth world. And it's like, it's crazy. It's like, come on, man. And it's like, you know, giving awards to people like Bethesda, even though they created a great game, it's still broke at the end of the day. You know, so giving them awards saying they're the best studio, they won Game of the Year, you know, that's not going to give them a kick up the arse and make them create, you know, better games, like a better engine for the game, you know. Make sure the technology's on point and all that kind of shit, is it? So that shit just kind of annoys me.
Yeah.
And then obviously the big things were like the announcements and like the trailers that they were showing off. The only one I was impressed by was The Last of Us, because before the show I was kind of going back and forth with this guy on Twitter talking about it, I was pretty much, you know, speaking about what we kind of got into last week about it, you know, talking about obviously a post-apocalyptic world with zombies, it's going to be generic as shit, it's going to be a shooter and all this kind of stuff. And then obviously the rumours were going around during the week that Naughty Dog were going to create it, because there's an Easter egg in Uncharted 3 that points in that direction.
What's the Easter egg?
Right at the beginning of the game where they're in the bar,
mm-hmm.
There's actually a newspaper on the bar and the headline is something like, this killer fungus is infecting the human population or something like that, which is what The Last of Us is about.
So
that was all over the internet and all that speculation was running wild. So when it was officially announced that Naughty Dog were creating it, then I got excited because, you know, knowing that it's going to be a more story-driven game, I'm thinking, well, you know, story's probably going to be on point. So I'm a bit more excited about this game now than I was last week. But all the other trailers that they've shown, the shit for Hitman, Epic's new IP that they're coming out with, looks like bullshit.
What's Epic's new IP?
It's called Fortnite, and that's... That's another game that's got to do with zombies and shit. It's a very stylized, cartoony looking game. There's actually a trailer of it online somewhere. Alan Wake, obviously, the new Alan Wake, the new downloadable title, which is now being called Alan Wake's American Nightmare. Now, I'm excited about Alan Wake because I love the game, but I find it a shame that it's not going to be a full retail release, and the fact that it's been downloadable means it's probably about 4 hours worth of gameplay, you know, at a ridiculous price knowing Microsoft. But we'll see. Know that I'll play it anyway.
Right.
And I think that was about it. But
well, no, no, whole, that's not it about it. It was the whole Metal Gear Solid Rising. Metal Gear Rising.
Oh, yeah. So I completely forgot about that because I'm so uninterested in that shit.
Really?
Yeah. But, yeah. But I tell you what's funny, though, is that, you know, Kojima fucking flew all that way, you know, for this big announcement, and that shit got leaked hours before the show. I just found that hilarious. And then he was up on stage trying to talk English and he couldn't. He just spent his whole time just laughing and saying sorry and shit. It's like, dude, man, why didn't you just bring your translator or some
shit?
You know, it's like, I'd rather you just get on with, you know, the announcement instead of trying to actually speak English. You know? But, I don't know. Obviously, I knew you'd get a lot more excited by it than me because it's now being developed by Platinum Games. So, but I don't know. To me, it just looked. It didn't really do anything for me.
Yeah, because you don't like awesome games with robots. And that's pretty much what it is, right? He's destroying robots, mostly.
Yeah.
Right. So.
Well. And, like, it's interesting because Kojima actually come out, I think it was today, and said they actually cancelled the game.
Right.
Secretly, they actually cancelled it until, like, Platinum come along and said they'd, like, take over and, like, redo it and shit. So, that's interesting. I mean, I suppose it's a good thing, you know. You really like these Platinum games that they come out with, so I've kind of got a feeling it is going to be a good game for those people who like those kind of games. Not necessarily saying it's going to be for me, but
it's not going to be for you.
Probably will end up making a good game.
It's not going to be for you because you don't like any of the games that it's going to be akin to, right? Like the Bayonettas and the Vanquishes and, you know, that type of stuff, which is what it's going to be. And, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. But it is what it is, you know? So.
Yeah.
We'll see. I mean, I'm not super duper excited about it, but I'm hoping that it, you know, because I'm still suspect about Platinum Games in terms of, has their success with the two games that I really like been just because the directors were good or the producers were really good, or is it because the team at Platinum Games are, besides them two guys, were good, you know? I'm not really 100% sold yet because we haven't seen a Platinum Games game that wasn't done by a big name that has been super great, right? So, Mad World wasn't that great to me. I've played Anarchy Reigns and that shit sucks. So, that doesn't have a big name producer behind it and it's from Platinum Games. So, I don't know. It could go either way, honestly. I think it's more of a chance of it being dope because Kojima's involved and all of the games that he's been involved with were at least decent and or good, right? Like, at least good. I mean, Castlevania turned out to be better than people thought it would, so I'm hopeful, you know? At least some direction from him couldn't hurt, you know? So, I think it's going to be good. I don't know if it's going to have the same gameplay oomph that a Bayonetta or a Vanquish does have, so. But I don't know. We'll see. It's an interesting concept, so.
Yes.
I think my favorite trailer was the Rainbow Six trailer.
Ah. So what was up with that trailer?
It wasn't really nothing of gameplay. It's just a bunch of, like, terrorists going to, like, a CEO's building.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, strap him with, like, explosive and then throw him out the building. And then just as soon as he touches the ground, he'd just blow him up.
Damn.
And then you just hear people panicking and shit.
You like mass destruction shooter. You're like, fuck it. Blow his ass up.
And obviously Mass Effect 3 was shown. And Bioshock. Those were great trailers, too.
Oh, were they new trailers?
Yeah.
I don't think Bioshock was.
I mean, the Mass Effect.
I'm sure I've seen that footage before of Bioshock.
No.
Are you sure?
Well, I haven't. I could be wrong.
I'm sure I've seen it before, and I'm sure there was a lot of other people saying that it was just old footage, but it in a different light sort of thing, with like now music added over it and shit.
Oh, really?
But at least it's shown gameplay.
Right.
Actual gameplay of it.
And that's something that you don't really see in that Naughty Dog trailer for Last of Us. None of that's gameplay, so it's like, who cares, right? Like, it's running on a machine, but it ain't gameplay, so I could care less. Until they start showing, like, what I'm gonna be doing. Some of it looked like Heavy Rain to me, the style of the characters, like the art style. Heavy Rain-ish. Jason.
I think the concept of the game is interesting from what I've been following. I hope it leans more towards a survival horror genre instead of, you know, all out action. You know what I mean?
Why? Because
with it, you know,
you suck at action games.
But just because of the concept of it, with, you know, being in this world where, you know, people are killing each other, you know, humans are killing other humans for food and ammo, it's about survival. So, you know, you can't then have an all-out action game and have, you know, a limitless supply of ammo and weapons and all that kind of shit. So if they keep into the concept, they're gonna have to keep it a lot more about survival, you know, where ammunition and guns are sparse and you've really got to rely on your own instincts and that kind of stuff, which I think would then lend itself to creating a lot more terrifying experience, you know. So that's what I hope anyway. I mean, we already know they can do the action adventure genre. You know, they got that shit pretty much down to a T now with Uncharted. Let's see them do something different. And it's going to be an M-rated game, which you don't usually see from Naughty Dog.
So. I don't know. I'm cool off the zombie games. We'll see.
Violence.
If they can make it interesting, you know. We'll see. I don't know. I don't think this is going to come out next year. This can't come out next year. What do you mean? Uh-huh. They said it's coming out next year?
Well, according to reports and speculation, it's been in development a good 2 years now. Naughty Dog have had a secret second studio
within the
company that has been working on it. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's not necessarily the guys who have just made Uncharted 3.
So is it a PS3 exclusive? So
they have had a secret second team. Yes.
So it is a PS3 exclusive.
So their second team have been working on it, and like I say, reports say for the past 2 years. Yeah, PS3. So hopefully next year, 2012.
Jason?
We'll see a lot more details on that to come.
Jason. So,
Jason.
VGA Awards. So, yeah. We all know it's kind of moving on. I don't know. That's all I got.
Let's talk about some Battlefield.
Okay. Yeah, so I got.
Let's
so
talk
I finally
about
got
your
it.
Experiences with
some- I took advantage of the Toys R Us buy one, get one half off sale. And I got that, and I got Saints Row. So I snagged the last copy of the limited edition, and then they had a bunch of regular editions without the DLC code, the free DLC code. So that was cool. And so I downloaded the Back to Kirkland or whatever. And I haven't had a chance to try any of those maps, but I played some multiplayer, and it's a huge difference between that and a console, definitely. I mean, and I like it for the same reason I like console games, right? You put the disc in and you play, right? You don't really have to worry about are my graphic settings good and random glitches that happen in the PC version and all that stuff. So that's cool. But then you notice the things that set it apart, like the pop-in. It's a lot of pop-in in that engine, man. You know? It just is. But Other than that, I mean, I probably should have bought it sooner. I was thinking, like, damn, I should have been, you know. I mean, it's cool. I mean, I think the PS3 version honestly doesn't look much better than it did in Battlefield 2 to me. Like, initially, the map that I played, it didn't seem like there was a graphics jump that was noticeable, you know, from part 2. Yeah. And that's kind of sad, you know? I mean, was that what you guys noticed as well when you first played it?
Yeah, I mean, definitely the multiplayer side of it kind of felt like a Bad Company 2.5.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Not even a 2.5, you know, 2.2.5.
Shooter, man.
You know? But so...
No, I gotta agree, man.
Shooter's breathing in
the mic.
Wasn't
a big jump. What am I? What the... God damn it.
Shooter's like...
Is that better?
I mean, single player wise, graphics were a step up from Bad Company.
I can't hear you now. We can't hear you now. He's having technical difficulties. No, we can't hear you.
Hello. Hello.
Shooter needs a mic for Christmas. I'm gonna have to send Shooter a headset. Alright. You're on my Christmas list, Shooter.
My mic's fine.
No.
He's got something great to tell him.
You can't hear me?
You sound low.
I can now.
So what were you gonna say, though? Jason? Jason.
Oh, no. I'm kind of confusing it.
Battlefield 3.
That, you know, it's not a big upgrade. In terms of, you know,
in terms of what?
Yo, hello?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. My internet's fucking...
Okay. So anyway, Scat. Jason. So, yeah, I don't think it's enough of an upgrade for them to have talked so much shit, man. They talked a lot of shit. I just think they talk too much shit at this point. Like, if the PC version was like the console version, yes. Like, or the console version was like the PC version, yes. It's very, 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 a very, very, very good looking game. But the console version looks like the old game. Like, it kind of does. Like, it still has pop-in. Like, I'm saying, like, they didn't even fix the data streaming problem, you know? I don't know, man. I don't think they deserve to beat Modern Warfare.
Yeah, I mean, I think on the multiplayer side, then, you know, I wasn't really taken aback by the graphics, but I think on the single player, that was a definite step up. I really like the graphics in the single player. You know, like we've already discussed, you know, like the lighting. The sound, obviously, that's not graphics, but, you know, the sound was amazing. And the lighting effects, I'd say, you know, I believe that was a definite step up from Bad Company 2 anyway.
Right.
But multiplayer-wise, not so much.
Yeah. The graphics looked about
but,
the
you
same.
But, you know, it's still a great game. It's still a lot of fun.
It's still fun. It's definitely still fun. And I still, yeah, did have some fun, got some good kills, and felt like a badass, so that's cool. I think, yeah. Definitely don't sleep on Uncharted 3, though. Like, they've really patched the multiplayer. It's really good now. And they patched the graphics, so it looks way better than it did before. So, I would definitely urge everybody to give that shit another shot, man. It was definitely worth it. I was having a lot of fun with that the other day. I think it was like Saturday or Friday, one of those days. I was playing it. I was like, damn, they really brought it back to where this should have been like this when they launched it, you know? Crisp. They smoothed out the jaggies, all that stuff. With the motion blur, yeah.
Yeah.
But Battlefield 3, yeah, so we'll see. I need to spend more time with it, but you know. It is what it is. But then, okay, and then on the other side of the coin,
just
you have...
Hey, you
know. Can't send people...
What? What did he just say?
Well, no, I was just saying that, you know, I was just saying that, you know, I hate when people fucking have those flashlights in your face.
Oh, yeah, you just gotta shoot, man. When that happens to me, I just shoot. I just start shooting.
Oh, yeah.
I just start shooting, and you just kill people. It works great. Or you could do that, or just duck, you know? Drop to the floor and shoot.
Or the worst is when your fucking teammates are doing it.
Oh, but if you shoot, you can't kill them, so... It's, you know, it doesn't hurt to just shoot. But today, Activision dropped that whole, what is it, $1 billion? Modern Warfare 3 made $1 billion or something like that? Did you see that news item?
Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
In 16 days, they made $1 billion?
I know, I mean, but what annoys me is the, like, you know, all these stories are going on about, oh, it made $1 billion one day before Avatar was able to make it. Well, it's like, hold on, Avatar's a movie, and it doesn't cost as much to go watch a movie as it does to actually buy a game.
Right.
Especially a game like Call of Duty, which is at full price for the whole year round. So that's... I don't even know why you would compare the two. I mean, okay,
so you're
it's
saying
a big
more
deal
people,
that it made $1 billion.
So you're saying
in such
more
a short
people.
Time, but
you're saying more people bought tickets to Avatar, because to get to a billion, it's way more. It takes way more people. Is that your point?
Yeah, it takes way more people because the tickets, you know, cost a lot less.
Right.
Even if you go watch it in 3D. You know, whereas one copy of Call of Duty in the US costs what, $60 plus tax?
Yep.
How much does a movie ticket cost?
In 3D?
You know, so like
anywhere from $15 to $20.
Doesn't cost. I imagine it doesn't cost $60. Well, there you go. So for every, you know, three people had to go watch Avatar in 3D to every one person who bought a copy of Call of Duty. You know, and even though getting to $1 billion is a big deal in, you know, such a short amount of time, it's like, don't try and compare it to the movies, because your shit costs a lot more. So, I don't know. But those numbers are just craziness. Obviously, people aren't learning their lesson.
Good points, guys.
Anytime soon.
Are they including the Elite sales in that?
Well,
too?
You know,
yeah.
I
think it's just game sales. Limited edition, standard, hardened edition, whatever they call it.
I think it was on, where was it? I think it was Eurogamer. I was reading before. Where is it? It sold, Modern Warfare 3 sold 8.9 million copies in the US in its first month.
Right.
That's just the US. So.
Right.
It definitely sold a hell of a lot of copies. And I think Battlefield 3 has sold about 8 million, like, lifetime sales up to now, worldwide. So. You know, it goes to show. That shit just does not slow down. Oh my god.
This shit ain't going nowhere.
Making that money.
Nowhere. I would love to be.
It really is.
I would love to be working
not
on
anytime
a,
soon.
On a performance bonus capacity at Infinity War. Or Activision for that shit, dude. Dude, bonus at the end of this year is gonna be ridiculous. Millions in bonuses. That's a happy fucking Christmas right there, buddy.
Yes. And you're not. No. Yo.
Serious.
We'll do this same shit next year.
Right. Let's use the same engine. Make some new maps up. What are we gonna do next year?
Well, you know.
Alaskan terrorists.
But, you know, when it all comes down to it, give them props that they found a formula that obviously works for a lot of people, and they're making that money, and they're making millions of people out there happy. So, you know, whether we like it or not, that's how it's going down at the moment.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, that's it. So, we could, I guess, is there any news? I mean, the only news I can think of is they have that PlayStation bundle that they just announced today, which is a ridiculous deal, honestly. I posted it earlier today. The Move Mayhem bundle.
Yeah.
Where you get all of that stuff and it's like $100, man. That's ridiculous, dude. I should have waited. You get the PlayStation Move Sharpshooter, the motion controller, the navigation controller, the eye camera, Resistance 3, and Killzone 3 all for $100.
Wow.
And that's like $260 worth of shit if you add it up separately. So
they're really trying to move those units.
Yeah, man, like that's a sick deal. That's a pretty sick deal, honestly. Like, that's a great present to get the full Move set and two dope ass games. Those are both two good, really good games to play even without Move, and dope with Move. Like, I had fun playing Resistance 3 with Move. I played through a couple stages and I plan to get back on that. I just need to, it has co-op too, doesn't it?
Yes.
Nobody ever ran it.
Campaign co-op.
Yeah. None of y'all bitches ever got on that.
Yo, you never got on it either, man. I finished that game.
I finished the game before you.
I don't give a fuck. I'm like waiting for you to send me an invite and shit.
What you talking about, man? You talking shit right now, man.
Send me an invite, we can do it.
I gotta get my game back from Spacebar. He got that shit. Bitch. Bitch!
Excuses and shit.
So yeah, that's a great deal, man. I would advise anybody. And matter of fact, I was just playing the Move this weekend. Little Big Planet 2 with the Move, man. That's a great, fun game. That Move pack for Little Big Planet is dope, actually. I'd highly recommend it. Most definitely.
I actually played a bit of the Move this week as well. Oh, playing that Child of Eden.
But oh, how was
I'll
that?
I'll talk about that in the games we played. So.
Oh, okay. So let's go to that because I don't have anything else to talk about. Alright.
Games we played this week.
Yeah, man.
Yes. Games we played. Alright, yeah, so the first one, I played Child of Eden. I actually bought that as a digital download from the PlayStation Store because they had a sale going on. Mm-hmm. It was like £10.79. Mm-hmm. So obviously I've been looking forward to playing it, and it was actually cheaper than you can find it in the store, so I thought, why not? And I played a bit of it. I didn't play that much of it because I've been working this week. But I couldn't carry on playing it with a Move because that shit was hurting my shoulder, man. I don't think I was in the right position to actually be playing that game. But after a couple of minutes, my shoulder started really aching and shit. So I put that shit down and continued to play with a controller, with the normal controller. It seems like a pretty fun game, though. You know, if you're into those kind of games, you know, it's like Res or something like that, you know. So,
like, what do you do? What do you? What? How? What is? What do you do?
You just. It's like, well, you just got to shoot at all these shapes and shit on the screen and shit, and you've got like all like this trance music playing, you know, dancey, weird ass music. It's proper trippy, man. Don't be dropping no acid or smoking some shit playing that game, no, because you'll go fucking. You'll be in the clouds playing that shit. Because that shit is some trippy ass game.
So what do you do? Well, like, so you, is it like a space shooter? Is it, like, what is it? What does the gameplay mechanics consist of, Scott? Give us details, man!
Details? You point and shoot at shit on the screen. You haven't got any sort of, like, character or spaceship that you control of.
Okay.
It literally
is... So it's like first person.
Yeah, but without actually seeing an object that you're using. It literally just a reticule on the screen that you move about and shoot at shit that comes at you. I don't know, it's hard to explain those kind of games, man. Just play that shit, go watch a video on that shit.
What?
You know? You know?
You're doing a piss poor job, man. You said just... Oh boy, what a mess. What a mess. That's why people listen to this show, man.
I haven't played that much of it to give a proper verdict.
So you, how much did you play of it then?
I played the first stage.
And you put it down because you were like, eh?
I put it down because I have work.
Oh.
Because I downloaded it in the morning and then I went to work and I'd done a 12 and a half hour shift and then I come home and then I tried it and then I was too tired with all these lights flashing at me and shit, you know, so I was like, you know what, fuck this. my arm was aching from holding the move controller and shit, so I thought, you know, I'll come back to this when I've had some sleep. And then I didn't go back to it because the next day I received my Rayman Origins Collector's Edition that I won, that I was so happy about.
Oh, that's right. You won that shit.
I won that shit.
That's why you're such a fan of the game, because you got that shit for free. Fucking marketing.
Yo, that shit was crazy. I really didn't even think I was going to win. But, you know, it was just one of those Twitter giveaways that you see. Like answer this question, like... What was the question? Yeah. It's something like, because Rayman focuses a lot more on co-op this time around, who would your perfect co-op partner be? So I said some bullshit like, well, you know, a platforming legend should team up with the new platforming king, so he should have Nathan Drake. And that won me the collector's edition, so I was so happy, man, because obviously I really enjoyed the demo. And I wanted to pick it up, but couldn't afford it because Christmas coming up. So I was hoping somebody would get it me for Christmas, and then that come along, the collector's edition as well. So I was over the moon about it, and it's a great fucking game. I mean, it really, really is. I mean, those kind of games, you know, 2D side-scrolling games like that, where they can create it for native 1080p as well, so it looks crisp. You know, the graphics are absolutely beautiful on the game. The level design again is fantastic, and I always think that, you know, if a developer really wants to show off their skills at creating games, get them to build a platforming game like that, because that's really gonna test your mettle, you know. So I have great level design that flows well as well. You know, tight controls that you really need for platforming. You know, 2D platforming at that. You know, jumps that are built just right and everything like that. It has all that. You know, and great music. Rayman is just a great character anyway.
What's the story of the game? Like, what's the premise? Like, what do you do? What's the point?
You know what? I don't even think there is a story to it, if I'm that honest. I've not picked up on any sort of story
element. Yeah.
I think the reason they've called it Rayman Origins is not because it's necessarily an origin story. It's because it's gone back to what Rayman used to be. You know, that 2D side-scrolling game.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I think that's what, you know, Ubisoft have actually come out and said, because a lot of people were getting a bit confused about, well, you know, where's the origins of the story? It's like, no, what we mean is we're going back to the good old days of Rayman before we turned it into like a 3D platformer. So story wise, I don't even think there is one. Like I say, I've not even picked up on a story. But it's, you know, just get from point A to B, and it's just a hell of a lot of fun. And it makes it a lot more fun because it's so beautiful to look at as well. You know, all the colours just pop off the screen and everything. It's not dull, it's not bland, it just looks nice. And like I say, added to that, the great level design and how the game just flows, the tight controls of it, it's just fantastic. It's a lot of fun. Definitely a lot of fun. I'm really enjoying it. And I'm on the fourth world at the moment. I think there's about four or five levels in each world, and it's like over 60 levels. So, you know, I've got a long way to go at this moment. But yeah, it's definitely a great game, and you know, for us as customers, we find this great, but because the game really isn't selling at this point, it's going to drop in price right quick. I mean, I've seen it on sale already in the shops near me, and it come out a lot later over here than it did in the US. It only come out like 2 weeks ago, and it's already dropped by £15 to £20 in price already. So, you know, if you can pick it up at a cheap price, and it's definitely worth getting. Obviously, I got it for free, so you know it's even better. You know,
whatever. Rub it in, Scott. You know? Rub it in.
But yeah, you know, and like I say, it's a great game, and it's just a shame that the game isn't selling at all. I mean, it is selling. Well, it sold like 50,000 copies in its first month on sale in the US. Now, compare that 50,000 copies to 8.9 million of Modern Warfare 3.
Right. Shit's fucking shame. Yeah. But think about how much promotion that Modern Warfare got. I mean, they spent millions on promotion.
And there's been hardly any promotion for Rayman that I've seen on the hit.
Yeah.
So yeah, that kind of shit, it is a shame, because these games then just fly under the radar, and now this has happened, it does probably mean that, you know, any more Rayman games that they do make will probably end up being downloadable titles, and you probably then won't get as much content as you do with this one.
Right.
So
cool.
You know.
So yeah, I'm looking for it. I'm gonna totally pick that up when it drops in prices, because 1080p, the way it looks, is it 60 frames per second as well?
I'm not sure about the frames, but it does have 4-player co-op. But the only thing is, it's not online. So if you got your girl, you can play co-op with her at home.
That's a good candidate for that too, because it's.
Yeah. And I've heard it's a lot of fun.
It is 60 frames per second.
Is yeah. So yeah, so 4-player local co-op, so you got that as well. Yeah, man, definitely a great pickup, especially like I say, now if you can find it cheap, you know, it's definitely one of those games that probably, like, yeah, that's definitely worth the money, especially at a bargain price.
Yeah.
So other than that, obviously I've been playing the usual, been playing FIFA. I've not played any Skyrim this week because I'm waiting for them to patch that game.
Because it sucks.
The game don't suck, and like I say, I've not even run into those issues that people have been experiencing, but I'd rather play the game when it's been patched, so I don't run into any game breaking issues, because I don't want to lose my 25 hour save.
Right.
You know, having to start all over again and shit. So I'm holding off for a couple of weeks. Plus, like I say, you know, I have been working and I haven't got time to devote to Skyrim at this point. So I do have 2 weeks off over Christmas, so then I'll probably hit it up. But other than that, I played... that's about it.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... Let's see. What have I played? I've been playing Sonic Generations a bit more. I'm still not finished with that game. Uncharted 3 multiplayer, like I said, they patched it. I'm really liking that again. I think I'm going to get into it again. It would be dope if y'all would get on it too. Battlefield 3, played a little bit of that, and I'm waiting to play with you later and some of the other folks. Let's see. I've also played a lot of Metal Gear Solid Collection, Peace Walker. Still loving that, so that's dope. And I'm gonna be playing a lot more Peace Walker when I'm gonna transfer. When I'm on vacation, I'm actually going to be out of town for a couple weeks. So, yeah. The next 2 weeks. So, I'm going to get a lot of PSP action in. And it would have been dope if it would have been Vita. But it's not going to be Vita. I bought Saints Row 3, but I haven't had a chance to even open it up. So, and I've been meaning to get back on my Gran Turismo steez, but I haven't had time, man. It's like I'm glad there's nothing else coming out, because I already have a ton of shit, like, that I haven't even gotten to, right? Like, I still want to play Uncharted multiplayer, I still want to play the Ico collection, I still want to play Dark Souls at some point, I want to play through Vanquish on God Hard mode, I want to finish Sonic.
Fucking hell, man, how many difficulties has that game got? You seem to be playing difficulties, different difficulties every time you mention it.
Yeah, well, I played through hard mode last time to get that trophy, and then there's God Hard. But I haven't beat all the challenges. Mostly what I've been doing in Vanquish is trying to beat all the challenges. And which are kind of like custom levels that they put together that you have to beat. And I haven't been able to beat all of them. I think I beat the first four or the first three, and I'm on four or something like that. And there's six of those, and it gets hard as fuck, but it's not like impossible hard, it's just you gotta be on top of your game. So I still wanna beat that. So I have a bunch of shit here that's like, you know, and I wanna play through Metal Gear Solid 3 again. I actually finished it this time in HD, but I also played Little Big Planet 2 this past weekend, when that was pretty fun with the Move. And I actually played some other Move games, like, so I kind of want to get the House of Dead Move game. I like the PlayStation Move, actually, so it would be nice if there was more shit that I could play that's casual, you know, and all that stuff. So yeah, I'm looking forward to, there's just a lot of shit I want to play, get back on my Street Fighter shit, you know, like, I just don't have time, man. So, I have some time off coming for the rest of this month, so once I get back in town, I'll have a good week and a half to, like, you know, kind of like play and shit and all that good stuff. So I'm looking forward to that. I think while I'm away, I'm gonna be trying to get back on, get these reviews up. I'm like so backed up on reviews right now. It's like I have like 5 reviews I need to write. It's crazy. So look out for that. So yeah, that's where we at. Word to your mother.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man.
So I guess this is the last show before Christmas, then.
Yeah, yeah, because I'm out of here Friday, and I won't be back till the 28th. So, yeah. Or the 29th or some shit like that. So, yeah, man. Pretty long vacation.
And all that. Hell yeah. Everyone deserves it. Especially at Christmas time.
Yeah, man. So, have fun. Have a safe holiday, you know. Have some drinks. Drink one for me. Because I'll be drinking one for me. Well, I'll drink one for you. And we'll be back. We'll be back next year. Damn, really? Yeah, right?
Damn.
Holy shit. No, no, we could do one on the 31st if we wanted to. We could. Or the 30th. Yeah, nah, we'll do one more before the year's over. We need to do our Games of the Year episode and all that shit. So we'll have time to think about that. Yeah. So, word. Peace.
Word. Peace.